Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Happy America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour Big Bang Barbecue. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, LA to El Paso, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. How we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. Big Monday show this morning coming up. One of the craziest hockey stories in the last couple of years. Could you imagine coming out of the stands and getting the win at goalie? We saw this a couple of years ago in Chicago. It happened again over the weekend. Zamboni driver David Ayers comes out of the stands and gets the win for the Carolina Hurricanes as the emergency goalie. He's going to join us here on the show in hour number 4. Love it. We'll talk about Lakers and Celtics yesterday as the Lakers outlast Boston at Staples Center. We'll discuss the Lions. Could they be trading out of their number 3 pick for a team looking to swoop in and draft a quarterback? We'll talk about the NFL CBA that right now has not been ratified. What's the rush by the owners? I think I know. We'll do that coming up in 40 minutes from now. Later on in the hour, the miracle on ice. Today, 40 years since the gold medal clincher over Finland. Will relive the greatest moment from the movie Miracle. We are stunned to a news. Is the XFL actually getting worse? And did the Cheesecake Factory ruin the Browns? All of that coming up this morning on the show. As always, we encourage your interaction here on the show, either by phone, 855-212-4CBS.
All right.
Or on Twitter, DA on CBS is the Twitter handle. Tweet at me.
Oh, okay.
All of that coming up this morning on the show. Plus, why did Trey Wingo lie about a bear? That is all part of today's Monday show, but we begin with the title fight. On Saturday night, Tyson Fury. Perhaps the perfect game plan, as Fury did not allow any space for Deontay Wilder to get his incredibly impactful, powerful punch off. He crowded the space, said he was going to crowd the space, did exactly that, and knocked Wilder off balance as early as the third. The decision obviously was the right one, TKO, as he threw in the towel in the seventh, and some might say too early. Wilder said he wanted to be carried off on his shield. You know what? That fight was done by the seventh when they called it. That was the right decision. Even if the boxer wants to keep going, you've got to save him from himself there. And very obviously, Fury was dominating the fight from the early goings. I had no problem there. Tyson Fury is one of the craziest sports stories that we have. When you look at his ascent and then his unbelievable collapse back to this ascent, it is remarkable. When you think about a guy that had risen to the top and defeated Klitschko to only fall so far and have to piece himself together just to get back on his feet to where we are today as the most dominant heavyweight fighter in the world, it is incredible. It is remarkable. It is just not something that we see. We were joking about this on Friday, but it's a real deal. Tyson Fury said he cut out drinking soda for this fight. He said that was about 20 to 30 sodas a day. 20 to 30 sodas a day. This is the most powerful man on the planet. Was drinking more soda than Peter Schwartz.
My baby daddy, Peter Schwartz.
The most powerful man on the planet was drinking 30 sodas a day. This guy was on drugs. He had suicidal tendencies. He was incredibly out of shape. And this wasn't that long ago. And on Saturday night, dominated Deontay Wilder to win the belt. It's an amazing story. Is it actually one of the great sports stories ever? It is where we begin. Your cold open.
We didn't mind revealing the game plan. Now, we had nothing to hide. Right. I said what I was going to do, run across the ring to him, put him on the back foot, and unload big shots on him. And I know at 6'9" and 270 pounds, if I hit anybody and I can spark out, I've never been the type of boxer to sit down on my punches and let fly.
Deontay is doing well, and he's, you know, he'll be back. He'll be all the better for it, but congratulations, absolutely, to Tyson and to his team, class act all the way around, and we're thrilled to be part of the show with him.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
Tyson Fury, after his win on Saturday, JD's his trainer. So how I frame this is nothing to do with him off outside of the ring, his personal beliefs, the type of person that he is. A lot of people disagree with some of his personal beliefs. This is simply about the sports side of things. This is simply about the athletic side of things. To be where he was to where he is now is somewhat impossible, really somewhat impossible. After he defeated Klitschko, we're talking about 4 years ago, Tyson Fury's mental health deteriorated so badly, he publicly said that he was thinking about taking his own life. He said he hadn't been in a gym for months. He told Rolling Stone he had been going through depression. He said, I don't want to live anymore. I've had enough of it. I'm on cocaine. I just don't care. I didn't want to live anymore. Cocaine was a minor thing compared to not wanting to live. He said, what I have is incurable. All the money in the world, fame and glory means nothing. I'm seeing psychiatrists. They say I've got bipolar. I'm a manic depressive. I wake up every day and I hope I die. He was talking about taking his own life. He was on all types of drugs, manic depression, and eating himself well out of boxing. He ended up losing 100 pounds to get back into the ring. And that's when he had his draw against Deontay Wilder last time around. He basically is saying, I'm operating at 60% of a clip. to now come where he is just nothing short of unbelievable. Unbelievable that he could turn everything around that dramatically. And on Saturday, he basically fought the perfect fight. An incredible sports story to go from that to where he is today. Heavyweight champion of the world. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. Also over the weekend, big Lakers and Celtics matchup yesterday at Staples Center. I have to talk about this, even though I'm sure you guys know my feelings on this already. Football's over. The sports landscape is cleared. Part of the reason the numbers were really good on Wilder Fury, it was a bout that ends up right in our soft spot, our sweet spot of the sports calendar. It's not overwhelmed by football. It's not yet into the summer. It's a real good sweet spot right now to shoehorn in a big event. And you know who did that? The NBA. You know who realized this? The NBA. The NBA said, what's our greatest commodity? Our greatest commodity is LeBron James. Our greatest commodity is the Los Angeles Lakers. And the history and the rivalry between Celtics-Lakers not only gets baked into the games, but we only get it twice a year. So you know what we'll do? We'll put one of them on national TV on a Sunday after the Super Bowl. We'll have the All-Star game as our showcase event after the Super Bowl, and then we'll follow that up the next weekend with Celtics-Lakers. And you know which game we'll choose? We'll choose the LA game because that game normally on a weeknight is too late for most people to watch. So we'll take the West Coast game, put it in the afternoon on a Sunday when nothing's going on. Pretty smart, huh? That's pretty smart. The NBA going, we will take advantage of our commodity. We will put it where everybody watches it. We will make it a thing. And we will do this smartly. This is the event where we can max out attention versus having it on a Tuesday night in November. Guess who doesn't do this? Baseball. Major League Baseball. Astros, Yankees. Even before we knew the extent of the Astros cheating and fallout, you knew this year, Astros, Yankees, Yankees, Astros. That is the best commodity baseball has right now. Coming off the ALCS, coming off this dramatic finish, both of these teams have been a machine in the American League for the last couple of years. The Astros signing away or having Gerrit Cole signed away to the Yankees. Okay, well, you know what? Baseball says we have to put out the schedule earlier than free agency. That's fine. You still knew last year Astros, Yankees, Yankees, Astros was the thing. Do we get it on a weekend in July when baseball has the sports landscape to itself? Oh, no. No. Do we have the Astros at Yankee Stadium on a weekend, maybe after the 4th of July, or maybe 4th of July weekend? Oh, no. Do we have, perhaps, Astros, Yankees, Yankee Stadium, early August, before training camps get into full swing, to once again remind us the summer is baseball season? Oh, no. No, the Yankees don't host the Astros at all this season. The Astros never come to Yankee Stadium, and the only two times that they will play or the only time that they will play will be in Houston late in the season in September. What was it?
No, they play, I believe, in May in Houston. The last week of the season
right,
is when they come. They play a four-game series September 21st
right,
and 24th.
They will only play at Yankee Stadium in the heart of football season a week before the season ends.
Up against the third Monday night game of the year and the third Thursday night game of the year.
Come on. Look at what the NBA just did to Lakers Celtics, and look at what baseball did to Astros Yankees at Yankee Stadium. Bury it during football season. Bury it during Thursday night football, college football, and Monday night football. Incredible. So we'll talk about Lakers Celtics yesterday, what it means. Lakers Celtics, a great game yesterday. Remember, the Celtics demolished the Lakers earlier in the season. That one was in Boston. Celtics looked good. Jason Tatum looked really good, but the Lakers just a little bit better. We'll talk about that an hour from now, really a little bit less, 45 minutes from now. When we come back, you know, we're just starting to get used to this morning drive network sports radio thing. So bear with us as we kind of learn the ropes here. And what I'm gathering is, for me to do this right, I'm supposed to lie about wildlife at my back porch on social media. Am I doing this right?
I'm not on Twitter or Facebook right now.
Why did Trey Wingo lie about a bear? It's next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Hear the 12 DAs of Christmas as they happen.
Perez, dare I ask, only a minute and a half into this show, what is going on back there?
My hand just broke my finger. It hurts so bad. The door just totally smashed my finger as I went to get the DA sign.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
22 minutes past the hour. Time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet at me, DA on CBS. Be listening later on to the show. I'll answer that question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Tell your smart speaker, play CBS Sports Radio. And you can have it on all throughout the house. You never even have to find out where we are playing. Just tell your smart speaker, play CBS Sports Radio, and you are good to go. So, we here on the DA Show have been doing sports radio for quite a long time. Yours truly has been in the game about a minute.
Okay, how long have you been on the air, DA?
I graduated college in 2001, nearing 20 years ago, which makes me feel totally detached from any current college kid, which is pretty terrifying. Also, the first DA Show incarnation was in April of 2003. So we're talking about nearly 17 years on the air every day, Monday through Friday, at some market on some network. However, Morning Drive, network sports talk radio, this is a new thing for us. We just got promoted here in January. So this is only month number two. So we're still trying to figure it out as we go. And so, of course, you know, you look at people in the industry that have done it longer and said, okay, what's the key? What are some things we can take from them? What am I missing here, you know? Last week was a lot about self-awareness here on the show. We approached Mraz about what things he could identify in his work that he could do better. Same thing for me. What can I be doing better as a host? Over the weekend, I think I might have learned something. You know, when you're a host, a personality, you want to draw attention to the show. You want to make sure that the show gets the attention that it deserves. And so social media is a good place to do that. Social media is a good place to put your brand out there. So over the weekend, another morning show talk host, network sports talk radio, did exactly that. Trey Wingo, a very well-known personality as one half of a sports talk morning show, posts a picture on his Twitter of a bear. It's a bear climbing in to a back door, sliding door. It's a bear kind of propped up on a deck, and it's coming in through the window, relatively terrifying, kind of coming in through this big glass door. And Trey Wingo tweets, so A bear was on our back porch. Well, wow, really? That's a big deal, right? And so this gets retweeted. This ends up getting talked about quite a bit. Wow. You have a bear coming through a morning talk show host back door. He tweets, so a bear just walked up to our back porch. Picture of the bear. Whoa. People are tweeting, this is amazing. Were you scared? What happened? Only one small problem. Fake news. Readers quickly surmise that this picture was not taken by Trey Wingo. This picture was taken by a woman in New Jersey 3 years ago. This was a CBS News story from 3 years ago where a woman had a bear knocking on her back window on her back porch. So Wingo put out there a picture that he didn't take about a story that didn't happen to him. I don't know. I really don't know what the end game is here. And again, I'm not experienced enough in this realm to know what's the right thing to do, what's the wrong thing to do. All I could tell is, okay, well, this is what works for guys that have been doing this for a long time, longer than me. So I posted a picture of a bear that I didn't take and said, this happened to me. So I took a picture off of the internet of a movie that I like, The Great Outdoors, of Big Bear. Big Bear. In the cabin of Dan Aykroyd and John Candy, Dan Aykroyd falling back, I said, that's me. A bear came into our cabin. And I'm thinking this is kind of how it's done. If you're a host on morning sports talk radio, I guess you just kind of fabricate stories and take pictures off the internet to draw attention to yourself. I think that's the win. I think that's how you do this.
It sounds
polar
like
polar bears have tails, I think.
It sounds like you're doing it correctly.
Okay.
I don't know if there's another Golic that will walk in here soon and replace Sean and be your new sidekick. Okay. I don't know how that's going to work.
Okay.
I don't know what the payoff is.
Uh-huh.
But you're doing it right
okay.
now. You're paying your dues.
As long as I'm doing it right.
Yes.
I'm just trying to learn from the guys before me.
Yeah.
Steal pictures off the internet.
Right.
Post them to your anecdote. Act like it happened to you.
And when it's pointed out, when you're caught, you don't immediately apologize as
well.
Don't
address it.
Exactly.
Don't address it.
If you ignore it, if you believe it, it's real.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, he has not explained why he posted a picture of a news story and acted like it was his own story.
No, I mean, one can only assume it's out of fear of not working for the same radio network as the host of Man vs. Bear himself.
Mm.
And I think that might be playing into
we
it.
We do have credibility here.
Right. When you are credibly the network that employs the Man vs. Bear host.
Yes.
Don't you, if you work for a rival network, go, well, I got to figure out a way to face a bear and show people we could take
actually,
on bears, too.
That's actually a really good point.
All we got is the XFL and ACC basketball.
That's
they got
point.
Bears.
That's a really good point. Well, ESPN might have every possible, you know, sports tie-in ever. What they don't have is credibility in the bear space. And we've got credibility. BT, host of Man vs. Bear, Discovery Channel. Wonderful series. I actually watched it. I thought it was very cool. We have that here on the network. We have
and
bear
that
cred.
Magical feeling pulsates through the shaft.
We have bear cred.
Look, when you think bears and men, you think CBS Sports Radio because of Brandon
right.
Tierney.
Mm. Right.
And obviously rival networks who might have other things you might think of first about them now want to say, hey, when you think bears and men, guys, we need to think about us. We can't think about CBS Sports Radio.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if that's the reason they nicknamed the statistician on College Game Day the Bear.
Mm. Mm.
Wouldn't surprise me if that was the reason that they put out so much Bear Bryant content for College Football 150 last year, trying to bring in the bear demographic.
And you know, it's
supposed
really,
a tiger has a bear's face.
It's really greedy. It's really petty. I mean, they are the standard bear. They have almost everything.
Uh-huh.
The one thing they could give us
is
the bear space.
The bear space
is the bear niche.
Give us the bear space.
And we were clever enough to find that one little opening in the armor to try and sneak through.
Yeah.
And we ran with it like a bear.
Yes.
Chasing a salmon up or downstream, whichever is the correct the right way to do it.
That's right.
And yet they've got to double down now and go, no, you can't even have that.
And now they're trying to walk into our bear space.
Right. And, you know, the next thing they're going to do is have Golic try and lose weight. Can you lose 104 pounds in a year? I don't think so. Let's eat something spicy.
Oh, we're going to wear a bunny costume and eat something spicy this year. Give us the bunny rabbit and the bear space. Can you just give us just that?
And if they take Gary Gerald, we're going to Bristol.
That's it. That's it.
We claimed Gary Gerald.
Gloves are off.
That's it.
Gloves are off. So, speaking of that, on Friday,
yes,
we did a Gary Gerald versus Mark Johnson, Gerald Johnson, Johnson Gerald bout, which was just really a fun thing because Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Gary Gerald, the voice of the Sacramento Kings, they have two totally different styles.
Mm-hmm.
So, this clip we posted was very popular over the weekend.
Yes.
Got a lot of traction, got a lot of attention. Shockingly, we did this without actually posting a bear picture. That didn't happen to us. So, this morning, could we do this again? Because I know that they both played games on Saturday.
They both played on Saturday. We are slowly compiling. I've got a panel. I've impaneled a group of people to come in and listen and make sure I'm giving you the best examples from the weekend, because there are a lot. And I don't want to be the sole decision maker here.
Okay.
So I'm thinking next hour.
Perfect.
We will have everything finalized. I will give you a couple highlights from each side.
Love
and
it.
We can pick who won Saturday's indirect battle, Gerald versus Johnson.
The Gerald-Johnson matchup was like a Fury Wilder-type bout.
And we need
two heavyweights.
We need to point out that Mark Johnson himself retweeted the video. And on top of that, his profile picture, he's wearing a huge cowboy hat. So he is all in on being Mark Johnson, which I love.
That's a man who's seen a bear face to face.
That's a man
that
could kill a bear.
That's exactly right.
Trey Wingo should have called Mark Johnson if that bear somehow became really on his deck.
Give us and Mark Johnson the bear space.
Yep,
that's all we're asking.
That's right.
That's all we're asking. Andrew Bogish is in with your headlines. Good morning, Andrew.
DA, good morning. Those headlines sponsored by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. We all wait with bated breath roughly 8.5 hours until the NHL trade deadline.
Whoa.
America waiting to see if the,
calm
down, the resurgent New York Rangers trade Chris Kreider or sign him long-term. Now, overnight, we did get some moves. The Oilers getting veteran defenseman Mike Green, who does still play hockey, from the Red Wings, and the Capitals sending a third-round pick to Montreal, that is, for Ilya Kovalchuk. Now, of note with him, he is now taking up cap space.
I'm sorry. Did you say Ilya Kovalchuk?
Yeah.
How long has he not been in the NHL?
He was out. He came back in this year, and the Caps now are the third team he has been on this year.
Okay. Okay.
Got back in with the Kings. They traded him to Montreal because I think he didn't want to play there anymore, and now Montreal has sent him on to the Capitals. So all three of those teams are still paying him this year, or at least have a cap charge for him, and the Devils, who originally signed him for 15 years and $100 million back in 2010, are still giving him $250K per year because that deal died through 24-25. So Ilya Kovalchuk is on four different NHL salary caps right now.
Oh, my God.
And it's not just for this season because the Kings owe him money for next year, and then Montreal and Washington are currently splitting what's left of this year. And the Devils at least have him on paperwork through 24-25.
He played on a team that doesn't exist anymore in the Atlanta Thrashers.
Correct.
He signed that Devils deal a decade ago.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can't believe he's still playing. By the way, I can't believe he's only 36. If you would have asked me how old is Ilya Kovalchuk, I would have said 46.
There was a time where if he and Ovechkin were on the same team, you would have just stopped playing because it would have been unfair.
Yeah.
And now they're on the same team, and and we've got Ovechkin going towards 800 career goals.
He had 41 goals 16 years ago for a team that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
He played for 5 years in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
5 years. It wasn't like he went there for a jaunt. He was there for five, and now he's back?
And only 37.
And only, yeah, only 36, 37?
And of note, played for St. Petersburg. Turns out there's one in Russia and Florida.
Can you believe that?
Unbelievable.
Turns out.
Turns out. The one in Russia is just a satellite sister city of the one here.
Named after ours. Now, actual hockey last night. Connor McDavid back with the Oilers.
Russell ties him up. McDavid breaks away from Forbert. Two on one with Gagne. McDavid right circle. Loads. Waits. Backhander score. Beautiful move over the left pad. And Connor McDavid makes no mistake for his 31st of the year. With a breathtaking rush, it's 3-0 Oilers.
Jack Michaels, Oilers Radio, wants to be Mark Johnson when he grows up. Edmonton, a 4-2 win in L.A. McDavid with that goal and two assists after missing six games with a quad injury. Now, our newsroom gets its leadership from Mraz, which we have discussed multiple times on this show.
Yep.
Apparently, the New Orleans Pelicans locker room gets its leadership from 19-year-old Zion Williamson. A halftime pep talk from him last night in San Francisco.
It was just one of those things where I just kind of say, "Yo, we gotta play more energy. We're much better than this. We're not playing like ourselves. We're not moving the ball. We're just not ourselves. We gotta just be better."
Now, I hope the halftime speech was better than that answer, right? Mm. I mean, that answer really didn't get you revved up for more post-game coverage. Yeah, maybe he spent it all in the game. I don't know. Yeah. But they did eventually pull away from the Warriors. A big fourth quarter. They won 115-101. Zion, 28 points and 7 boards. The Blazers fought off the Pistons 107-104. C.J. McCollum scored 41, had a career-high 12 assists. The Thunder ran over the Spurs 131-103. And the Raptors destroyed the Pacers 127-81. That is the largest margin of victory in Toronto history. And with the Bulls 126-117 loss to the Wizards last night, the Bucks have a playoff spot. They clinch after just 56 games, apparently the fewest in NBA history.
That's incredible.
Yes. It is February, was 23rd, technically, when they clinched.
The only thing that beat the Bucks clinching a playoff spot was San Diego State clinching the Mountain West, which happened 2 weeks ago.
NFL player reps could vote on a new CBA tomorrow after meeting with league reps in Indy ahead of this week's scouting combine. The players said to be split into three groups: those that don't want a 17-game regular season no matter what,
all
those that will accept it with tweaks to the agreement that we ran through last week, and then those that are okay with 17 games and that agreement that we ran through last week. XFL yesterday, 39-9 and 29-9. We got our first look at Mookie Betts in a Dodger uniform yesterday, three flyouts, the last of which brought in a run in L.A.'s 4-2 Cactus League win over the Cubs. The Padres have signed veteran second baseman Brian Dozier. He played last year for the Nationals, 20 homers, 50 RBI, but eventually lost his starting job to Asdrubal Cabrera. Patrick Reed rallied late to win the WGC Mexico Championship, and Joey Logano won the NASCAR race at Las Vegas. Before that, a member of Roush Fenway Racing read a statement from Ryan Newman, where Newman admits that he is dealing with an unspecified head injury from that crazy crash a week ago at Daytona, but that's it. Nothing else. No other internal organ injuries, no broken bones, no nothing. He wants to race as soon as possible, but an actual timetable for that not set just yet, DA.
Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, that's a really interesting one because thank goodness nothing worse happened to Ryan Newman. Thank goodness. At the same time, because of where we are, health, wellness, concussions, it is totally insane to assume that you wouldn't have had something bump your head, some type of concussion, some type of head trauma after your car goes in the air, gets hit by another car, barrel rolls, and then hits the pavement and bursts into flames. And it's interesting that it feels like such a modern thing. Wow, he was in a crash, and now he's out, not because he got broken bones, but he's out for an unspecified head injury. But it only forces you to realize that we've been dealing with head injuries in sports for a long time, specifically, in this case, NASCAR. I mean, there must be so many undiagnosed concussions and head injuries from guys that got into wrecks years and years ago, only now we know more about it. But thank goodness that Ryan Newman's healthy outside of that, but you could only imagine why he can't be racing right now. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, Bogus just mentioned the CBA with the NFL. What's the hang-up? We'll talk about it. I've got a theory on this coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
Probably a lot of people that could do what we do. You know that.
We put the work in. We live it and we love it. That's why we do what we do. DA, come on. You're the Aaron Rodgers of the radio profession.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks, I think, which means what, I peaked 10 years ago? 45 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line, sponsored by Geico. It's 855-212-4227. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home, hard work, get a quote. Geico.com. That's easy. Also, you can watch us at watchda.com. Check us out on any device, anywhere. WatchDA.com, available on your phone, on your PC, on your tablet, on your desktop. WatchDA.com.
Electronically ignorant.
So Bogues mentioned this during the headlines. The NFL CBA is right now in limbo. The owners have pushed this in front of the NFLPA, and right now the PA is deciding whether to ratify or agree to it. There's been some sense that the owners kind of pushed this along quickly and wanted an answer right away, and people didn't really quite know why they were rushing it, because the current CBA doesn't expire until next year. There's still 12 months on this CBA. Now, think about what happened in 2010. Not only did it come down to the 11th hour, they missed training camp, weeks of training camp, because they could not agree on the CBA. There was a quote-unquote lockout. So there was actual football missed. We didn't miss regular season games, but there was football being missed. That's how long it took to ratify the last one. So it's weird that suddenly the NFL is so on top of things, they want to get this done a year early. What's the rush? So some have thought that maybe the owners were pushing this through right away to catch the Players Association off guard, to get a better deal for themselves. And that's always possible. You never know. I mean, the owners will always win every contract. That's just what happens in professional sports. The owners make the contract, and then the players agree to it. So you never write a contract that's not beneficial to you first. It's built around your vision, what you need, what you want, what you think is fair or advantageous. The owners write the agreement. The players agree to it. But more than that, why right now? Well, you know the main changes that football, the owners want a 17th game and expanded playoffs. Now, I'm happy to talk about whether you want the expanded playoffs or not. I think it's unnecessary. Right now, when we go into January, everybody loves the way that it's set up. Top two seeds both get a bye. The bottom four seeds play wild card weekend. Bottom two division winners host the bottom two wild cards. It's the way that it should work, or the two wild cards. Everything works perfectly symmetrical. Four divisions, 16 teams per conference. Everything works perfectly symmetrically right now. We don't need more playoffs. But the owners want extra playoff games. This would create an extra AFC playoff game, an extra NFC playoff game. The owners want a 17th game. So what's the reasons for this? Well, the NFL owners want more content. And they are willing to give the players a higher percentage of the pie for more content. The owners will give up more money for more content. Okay. Well, 2020 and beyond is about content. We have broken apart the traditional media landscape. And so now football's not just consumed on network television, it's consumed on cable. It's consumed digitally. It's consumed on social media. We've seen games be broadcast at 9:30 Eastern time in the morning, streaming only on Twitter or on Yahoo. We've seen a breaking apart of the traditional ways that we distribute content. So what's of value? having more content to sell to more places. And what the NFL owners are thinking is, well, two more playoff games means we can maybe rope in a different network to broadcast two more playoff games. That's more money for us because a different network can jump into the fray. A 17th game means more weeks of broadcasting games with ratings for television entities. We want to sell more content. So what's the rush? Why do the owners right now want to push this forward and get this ratified right now? They've got a year to figure this out. And wouldn't you say that a year from now, you could better assess the media landscape to where you want to sell your content? Wouldn't it behoove owners to wait a year and say, oh, this is where cable's going. This is where Netflix is. This is where Over the Top is. This is where I'd want to sell my stuff. You know, because things change on a daily basis. My belief is the owners are 32 billionaires and they like the economy the way that it is right now. And they don't want to wait a year in case the economy is not this good. And they say, we're going to put out bidding to NBC, CBS, Fox, ESPN, Turner, Google, Apple, Yahoo, Twitter. We are going to shop it to all these places. We want the economy as good as possible right now to get the best bang for our buck on all these TV deals. You know, business is good. Economy is good. For most people, not everybody, but when it comes to those people bidding on those things, a year from now, they don't know. They don't know what those buys will look like. They don't know if we hit a blip in the economy or worse. They don't know if suddenly NBC goes, well, yeah, you know what? We're going to spend all of the money on Sunday Night Football. Maybe the bidding is not as high. There's no other reason to me why the NFL owners need this done right now. There's a year to go. A full year. The owners could get this done in July, in October, in December, next February. Hell, this happened 10 years ago, and they didn't get it done until August. But suddenly they need this done a year ahead of things in March or before in February? It doesn't smell right. It doesn't smell right that suddenly they need this done right now. This is about leveraging what they think they can get today for more content. Today. And not taking the risk of what it... Because you would think you wait a year, it's only going to be worth more, right? Not in their mind. There's a reason that they're trying to push this along right now. Now, I don't believe that the owners pushed this in front of the players without the players knowing what was coming. I think they largely knew. The problem is 17 games, and players are thinking it's hard enough to get through 16 games. We're going to go 17 games? And another team that had a bye has to play wild card weekend. It's a lot of football. Think about it. If you win the Super Bowl and you play wild card weekend, you'll play 21 football games under this situation. 21 football games. That's a lot of smashing people's heads together. I mean, and if only one team has a bye, that means the majority of your playoff teams will have played 17 games and then wild card weekend to get to a Super Bowl. 21 football games versus the Chiefs and the Niners this year that played 19. Granted, the teams with the bye might make it, but like the Chiefs this year were the 2 seed. They would have played wild card weekend. I think that's a tough sell for players, especially in a day and age where we're telling them, hey, take care of your bodies, understand about wellness, understand about concussions. And the owners that say, oh yeah, safety first, are like, yeah, and play more football games. When we come back, Lakers and Celtics yesterday, a dandy. Was it a finals preview? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.